Here we go, five words. The parashas v'zos habrocha, chazak chazak v'nis chazek. The covered Shmini Atzeres, the covered Simchas Torah, our learned Shmini Tzchus, our first Shalema, Baruch Tzib, Rivka Basio, Rivka, Gold Abbas Yehudis, Simona Bas Daniela, Besorch Shar Chol Yisrael. The first idea is brought down from the Rebbe of Yaakov Tzvi of Parasov. The Pasuk famously says, Torah Tzvi Lono Moshe Marasha Kiles Yaakov, the Torah, that Moshe commanded us as the heritage, the congregation of Yaakov. And Rav Yaakov Tzvi of Parasov, the great Rebbe, explains that this pasuk is kind of giving us the importance of learning Torah specifically with great hard work. And he says, you know, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Beis and Mishnah Beis, Kol Torah she'eni mamalacha sofel b'teila. Any Torah that doesn't have any work with it is going to be finished in the end. So the pashup shot is that Torah needs to have parnasa with it. Torah needs money. If you don't have money, there's not going to be any, you're not going to be able to learn Torah. You're going to go broke. However, says the Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi of Parasov, Torah Tzvi Levana Namosha Marasha Kilas Yaakov really means you want to make sure Torah sticks. It's got to be something that's going to be malacha. Kol Torah Inima Malacha. Malacha doesn't refer to work in actual parnasa. Malacha means work in Torah. Kol Torah Inima Malacha, any Torah that doesn't have work and toil in Torah, sofa b'teila, it will never last. It's got to be with great amelus. And that's what Torah Tzilanu Moshe Marasha Kilas Yaakov is. Marasha doesn't, right? And Gemara says famously, don't read it, Marasha, as Ma'orasa. You have to be engaged in Torah. It's not something that's going to be inherited just because your father likes Torah or your father keeps the Torah, you're going to like Torah. No. It's got to be something you engage, you have a relationship, you have put hard work into it. A beautiful idea from Yaakov Tzvi of Parasov. The next idea is one pasuk later. Pasuk Perek Lame Gimel, Pasuk Hei. It's how Pasuk says, Vayhi Bishur and Melech Bis Asif Rashiyam, Yachat Shifte Yisrael, what we say usually at a wedding, carry the chasen off. And he became king over Yeshurun when the numbers of the nation are gathered, the tribes of Klai Yisrael in unity. So the Rebbe, Rav Shlomo of Charkov, he asked the question, Vayhi, usually Chazal say, Vayhi is a Lashon Sar. It's something that's sad. He should really say, Vahaya Bishur Melech. What's Vayehi? Bishur Melch, something sad. About the king? What's going on? Says Rav Shlomo Charkov, says no. You have to read it Vayehi. Vayehi, comma, when things are going bad, what do the Jews do? Bishur Melch. They still crown their Bona Shalom king with great love and great fear and great joy. Vayehi, a Jew's going through a hard time, is going through a pain time. Bishur Melch. What do? They still crown the Kodesh Baruch Hu king with great love and great excitement. Beautiful idea from the Charkover. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes from the Bracha of God, Perek Lame Gimel, Pasuk of Aleph. The Pasuk says, by the Bracha of God, Vayar Eishas Lo Kishem Chalkas Nechokek Tzofun Vayayse Rosh Yam Tzikas Hashem Asam Mishpatav Im Yisrael. He saw the beginning for himself. He was their hidden plot of the lawgiver. He became heads of the people. He carried out the righteous for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Says of Avram Yitzchak of Radomsk. I'm not sure how he was related to the Sefer Shlomo of Radomsk, but I'm assuming that there is a relationship. He says also Chassidus Pshat. He says Vayar. Put a comma after Vayar. What's Vayar? Vayar means he saw. Vayar means also when a person has Yir Shemayim, when a person works on trying to see a Kodesh Baruch Hu in their lives, and you make the Vayar Reishis Lo. You make the Yir Shemayim Reishis. As the pasuk says, "Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem." The first Chachma is to fear Hashem, to recognize Hashem. Kisham. Then, if you do that over there, Chelkas Mechokek Tzofu. What does that mean? Then you'll be able to understand all the ins and outs of all the mitzvos and all the deeper secrets. But first, it starts with Vayar Reishis Lo. First, when you become a Yiras Shema Ba'al Shemaim, and at the end of the day, you work on your midos, you work on your avodas Hashem, your Shmi Sanayim, you work on all your midos, your extracurricular midos and everything. Then kisham chalkas mechokek tzofun. Then you'll be able to understand all of Torah, and that goes well with the Mishnah Perkei Avos. Kol chachma, any chachma that has yira, kol chashmachos sheyira so koremes, then the chachma will last. If you have your shemaim, then the chachma of Torah will last. A beautiful idea from Rav Avram Yitzchak of Radomsk. And finally, the fourth idea. The fourth idea is from the Baal Turim, talking about Naphtali. If you look in Perek Laman Gimel, Pasuk of Gimel, beautiful pshat from the Baal Turim, a few pesukim later. Naphtali Amar Naphtali Tzvaratzo Namale Birkas Hashem Yom Vidorom Yerusha. which basically means Naphtali, fulfilled of desire and filled with the blessing of Hashem, take possession of the sea and the south. Baal Torah writes an amazing thing, Naphtali Svaratzon, the idea Naphtali was fully fulfilled of desire. Naphtali Svaratzon is Rosh Tevosh Nesher. Nesher is a deer. And he quotes here, Shayakal Kinesher La'asos Ratzon Avicha B'Shemayim. And Naphtali was so quick to be able to go on and to be able to fulfill Kadosh Baruch Hu's will. As we said in the Rosh Hashanah Shir, that La'asos Ratzon Avinu Shabashamayim is also Rosh Tevos La'rosh V'lo'lezanav. We want to be al-rosh, we want to be quick. We want to do things for the Rabbono Shel Olam. Another mission in Pirkei Avot says we have to be quick like a deer. And Naphtali was the one who ran back to Egypt to be able to get the document to prove that Yaakov it was Yaakov's burial right when they had the whole fight with Esav. And Nachushim Adam chops off his uncle's head. Beautiful. But Naphtali Tzvah Ratzon is Rosh Tevis Nesha to show you that he was Kal Kanesher La'asos Ratzon Avichu Shushman. He always went quick. Be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be able to serve their Ribbono Shel Olam, the Master of the Almighty. And finally, the fifth and final idea, where it parches the Zos HaBracha, the five vorts, the last pasuk of the whole Torah, it says, L'chol Yad HaChazaka Asher Asa Moshe Le'enei Kol Yisrael, and for all the strong hand that Moshe performed before the eyes of all Israel. And Rashi famously says here on this pasuk, L'chol Yad HaChazaka, what does this refer to? Shekibel es haTorah baluchos biyodov. He received the Torah with his hands, and we know famously that Moshe Rabbeinu actually strikes down when he comes down from Har Sinai, and he strikes down the luchos. Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a great question. He says, "This is how we end off the Torah. It's such a strong way to be able to end off the Torah. It ends off the Torah on a sour note." Great job when you smash the luchos. So Shlomo Zalman says it a beautiful idea. Shlomo Zalman explains that Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Klal Yisrael that if you're not worthy to the Torah, there's no place for the Torah. Right? Similar to the Karman Pesach. If there's no one to be able to do the Karman Pesach, if the Karman Pesach doesn't have any members there, the Karman is pasul. Likewise, the Torah is given to Klal Yisrael for Klal Yisrael to be used by them. If they're not fitting to accept it, it will not be given to an alternate. So at the end of the day, we know that the Luchos Shniyos, the Luchos Rishonos were put in the Aron. But at the end of the day, we have to understand that we ended off the message of the Torah. It's not a sour note, but it's reinforcing our responsibility. At the end of the day, now it's Simchas Torah is over. You're starting the new year. You're starting with your Torah. Make sure you make a commitment to Torah. And at the end of the day, if you're not going to be able to learn Torah, it's not going to go to anyone else. It's your gift. Understand, it's a reassuring thing. The Torah is for you, Klal Yisrael. It's for you. And don't realize how big of a present it is. But to make sure to understand the responsibility. So it says Shlomo Zalman, it's not a sour note. It's giving us the responsibility, showing us the gift, the present, how beautiful it mamash is. And if it's not us, then no one gets it at all. Well, so let's just review these five ideas. We start off the first idea from Yaakov Tziv Parsov, who explained the idea of Torah Tziv Elan Moshe Marash Akilas Yaakov. What does it mean to be able to have a Torah? It means Torah that doesn't have malacha, sofa b'teila. If the Torah doesn't have hard work, the Torah is not going to last. Torah means you have to have toil. Number two, Vahi should be Shur Melech. Vahi usually is a Lashon Tzar. Why is it's talking about something happy? No. Vahi, even though we're going through hard times, be Shur Melech, we still crown the Rabbono Shel Olam King. Moving on to the third idea from Rabbi Avraham Yisachar of Domsk. Vayar Reishislo by God. It says, Vayar Reishislo, if your Yir Shemaim is first, if you're thinking about the Rabbono Shel Olam without your life, then Kisha Mechalkach. Then you'll be able to understand their Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah. The fourth idea from the Baal Torah famously said by Naphtali that he was quick. Naphtali Tzva Ratzon, Rosh Tevos Nesher, because he was always quick to be able to do their Ribbono Shel Olam's will. Finally, you don't push the mitzvahs off, we want to run to be able to do a Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. Finally, the fifth and final idea, why does the Torah end of Sarah, by Moshe Rabbeinu, talking about Moshe Rabbeinu breaking Luchos? Shlomo Zalman says it's not ending of sour. It's a charge. It's a responsibility to show us the beauty, the gift that we have. And if we don't take the Torah, no one else is going to have it in the world. We should be zochem and Hashem to take these five words of Azos Abracha to be able to understand that our Torah always needs hard work. To be able to understand even in hard times to crown their bonus Shlomo King. To understand to always work on your Shemaim. And the more we work on your Shemaim, the more we'll be able to understand the Torah. To act swiftly to do their bonus Shlomo as well. And finally, be able to realize the great present of what it means to have a Torah, to be able to learn the Torah, to be able to keep the Torah. B'shvizoch, b'ez Hashem, ha'gmarach, simen tova, gugu ben shtir, have a beautiful Yom Tov.